As we continue with part two of this interview with Chris Coburn, the executive director of Cleveland Clinic Foundation Innovations, we'll hear what Chris learned from a Tour de France bicyclist about some of his own crazy bike rides, like riding the Cape Cod and even a 24-hour ride. We'll get a preview of next year's summit, where the focus will be on cardiovascular innovations. And we're going to learn what the medical industry means to a city and a region built on manufacturing. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Now, Chris, one of the speakers was a Tour de France rider, Bob Roll, and you know, I remember way back when your dad used to ride his bike from your house near John Carroll to work at Euclid General Hospital, and you've been a cyclist forever and had some wild bike rides. Tell us about a couple of your long, either distance or time rides.
Well, I think everyone has their own passions. I grew up in a bicycling family, as you've noted, and my father, who's now 85, is still riding his bike post-hip replacement, shoulder replacement, laminectomy, and recently bypass surgery. And all my siblings and I have had our share. I recently rode to Cape Cod from here, did a little fundraiser in the past, ridden across the country. And a new thing I've discovered with some of my friends from Shaker Cycling, which is a group of riders on the east side, is a 24-hour ride, which is becoming, which is gaining a foothold on the national scene. These are bike rides where you start at typically 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning and you ride until Sunday morning at 8 a.m. That's a nice test of endurance. We enjoy it.
It's quite a test. Now, I know that you're wise enough not to try to tour the France because, well, I know that you speak French with a Croatian accent.
Dan, you're sharing inside secrets from our high school, our joint high school education. But I will say, having spent a day and a half with Bob Roll, who is the voice of world-class cycling in America, I feel like I've gained some new insights into both the Tour de France and also the challenges and, you know, frankly, the suffering that these people go through to perform at that level. It was really, Bob was a wonder, everything anyone could want in a speaker, and really a great person.
Okay, now what can we expect for next year's summit? Do you have any plans yet, theme?
We're already underway. October 1st through the 3rd, the focus will be cardiovascular technologies, which is obviously the strong suit for us. We've already lined up several CEOs, including Will Nowt, shortly the CEO of one of the largest companies in America, and we're excited by it. I think we have some new approaches, but we'll also have some of the same features that people, I think, have come to love about our event. So, for example, we'll have a number of venture capitalists appearing with emerging stage companies, the CEOs of those companies that they've backed, and that's always a great glimpse into both the state of new technology in the field, but also a sense for what's occurring in venture capital as it relates to trends in financing and priorities in the investment community. We'll also feature 2 days of live surgery, and again, this will be a whole set of brand new therapeutic interventions that I think folks will find interesting. And then I think we'll probably do something in conjunction with the new Heart Center, which will be getting close to being open and may be viewable for the attendees. And I think the average person who's in the cardiovascular segment in healthcare is always intrigued by the kind of decisions a Cleveland Clinic has to make when it builds a facility like our almost million-square-foot heart center, new heart center, because basically you're making decisions which are going to be in place for, in many ways, for up to 50 years over the useful life of that building. So the perspective that our folks in cardiology, cardiac surgery, and other areas in the institution, the decisions that they've made about this building, I think, are very telling for folks in the industry. So we think that's pretty neat. Then the other thing is next year will be the 50th anniversary of the initiation of the Cleveland Clinic program in mechanical heart assist. And many of the areas that are were viewed as breakthrough programs can trace their roots to what happened here on this campus 50 years ago. So whether it's the Jarvik heart or activities in Texas or elsewhere, there was a antecedent here. So we'll be talking about that, and we'll have a panel of some of the giants in the field over the last two generations. So I think the audience will get the exact same excitement that they were able to have this year, and get, I think, a new perspective on a field that, despite its immense size, the American Heart Association identifies our cardiovascular technologies as a $400 billion a year market, which is twice the size of semiconductors and larger or roughly equivalent to transportation. So you think about the U.S. economy, just this one piece of it is so enormous. So despite the size of cardiovascular, again, this is an area where a whole new class of technologies are being deployed to better help folks suffering from cardiovascular disease and to also help prevent those diseases. So this is absolutely the golden age of new technology in these fields, and we'll be, for 2.5 days, we will have the leaders from throughout the world talking about these technologies and where they're headed.
Yeah, that's a good segue into the final question here. You know, when we look at Cleveland, Cleveland's been trying to establish an identity as we transform from a manufacturing community into whatever we want to be when we grow up. And is it something that we've had it in our backyard all along? Is medical the future of this town?
I think it will certainly be a critical driver. You look at, just look at employment levels. Cleveland Clinic's the largest employer within 100 miles of here, and depending on how you cut the data, you're the second or third largest employer in the entire state of Ohio. So it and university hospitals and, you know, other aspects of the healthcare sector here have been drivers for decades. I think what's occurring now is you're seeing growth in the private sector, you know, in terms of these new companies and these new technologies that really builds on and takes advantage of that academic base. So, yeah, I think it's going to be, the next 20 years are going to be as exciting and as rapidly growing in this region in healthcare as I think anyone could have hoped for 20 years ago. And that's not to say that, you know, other industries will not continue to be important. You know, there's an incredible amount of manufacturing entrepreneurship occurs here in Cleveland that, you know, most folks aren't aware of. And what's occurring now is that same vitality that made, you know, made companies and made fortunes over the last 100 years is starting to cross over into healthcare. So, you know, we're working with people that are backing healthcare companies that come from, you know, come straight out of the manufacturing world and you know, may have been leaders in it for several generations. Or I can think of one entrepreneur that we work with who's been extremely successful in the information technology world, who has now created a beachhead for himself and his company in healthcare, and I think is enjoying it and is looking to do more.
Today we've been speaking with Chris Coburn, the Executive Director of Cleveland Clinic Foundation's Innovations. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Dan. Always a pleasure, and I look forward to talking to you or your listeners at any time.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.